So the stuff that's the most abundant and free is what we need the most, and it doesn't cost anything. That's why I call this free food medicine.
Greetings, radiant viewers, and welcome to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. Today, in the second and final part of our interview with filmmaker, painter, and one of the inspirational leaders of the raw food movement in the USA, Marcus Rothkranz, he'll share his insights on the healing and anti-aging properties of wild plants and how they can be easily incorporated into one's diet. With a long history in the entertainment and motion picture industry, including directing a television movie in 1996, Marcus is using the power of media to inform, inspire, and enlighten people through his World Health Project. Marcus is author of the e-book Heal Yourself 101 and producer of the DVD documentary Free Food and Medicine, which encourages audiences to take the initiative and dramatically improve their health.
I don't care if you're in Tokyo or Singapore or Africa or Iceland or Europe or anywhere, there's weeds growing wild and free, and they're for you, and they're more powerful than anything you can buy in the grocery store.
In the Free Food and Medicine documentary, Marcus guides the viewer through various climates and terrains to show them that living food is available anywhere in the world, even in areas with harsh environmental conditions.
People think, well, nothing lives in the desert. That's not true. It's amazing, because I live in the desert. Chaparral, for example, which is the big common bush, everybody looks at it like tumbleweed.
Chaparral, or creosote bush, is a shrub native to the deserts of the southwestern region of the United States and other areas. The indigenous peoples of the region have used it for centuries to treat various illnesses, including cancer. Antioxidants prevent cell and tissue damage caused by free radicals in our environment. The primary biochemical responsible for the antioxidant properties of chaparral is called nortidihydrogyuretic acid, or NDGA.
Chaparral is one of the strongest anti-cancer drug medicines there is, because it has a mitosis inhibitor. What that does is it stops any cell from dividing, so cancer can't grow, it can't spread. And nothing grows around a chaparral bush because nothing can duplicate cells and multiply.
Marcus next discusses another desert wonder, the yucca, that grows in the Americas. He says this plant has remarkable properties that can rejuvenate the body.
Like a yucca tree in the desert, Joshua tree. It's a really strong source of resveratrol. And anybody who watches Oprah knows that, you know, her big thing with Dr. Oz is resveratrol because it keeps you young. It's like the anti-aging drug, right?
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that is also found in red grapes, peanuts, and blueberries. It has been shown to inhibit inflammation on a cellular level.
The yucca, it's a powder. You just take it to the center of the plant when it falls down and just starts rotting. You take the powder and you just put it in water and drink it. And as a matter of fact, it also has this substance in it which is really good for your hair. It's what the Indians, the Apaches, used to use yucca powder for their hair. It's made their hair grow like crazy.
Amazing.
Marcus Rothkranz says that many wild weeds, herbs, and other plants that can be found in one's backyard and neighborhood are simply ignored because people do not understand their value.
They come in wherever there's distressed soil. The first thing they do is they start spreading roots out everywhere. The top layer of roots starts breaking up the topsoil, and then they drop this really long, deep taproot, which goes literally hundreds of feet down into the ground and starts sucking up all that nutrition from deep, deep, deep in the ground, which fills the plant with saponins, sterols, alkaloids, glycosides, resins, minerals, trace minerals, and vitamins, and brings it all up to the top and starts spreading it out into the topsoil that is breaking up. It starts regenerating the topsoil. And the plant itself is super rich in all these minerals. If you eat this plant, you're going to be getting 1,000 times the nutrition of what you would get from an organic plant grown on a farm. These wild plants are literally the super food of the planet. And they're free. They don't cost anything. Matter of fact, they don't even need you. you need them.
Throughout history, dandelions have been used by many cultures for their medicinal properties. Arabian physicians in the 10th and 11th centuries used them to treat patients. And there are historical records showing that they were incorporated into Welsh medicines in the 13th century.
I mean, dandelions, which grow all over the world. The yellow flower is one of the richest sources of lecithin in the world.
They are a superfood and a natural medicine. Aside from being a complete food with all 8 essential amino acids that make protein, dandelions are a strong blood cleanser, liver cleanser. They dissolve kidney stones. They help acne, cholesterol. They prevent cancer. They reduce gastrointestinal problems and even diabetes. And burdock, that's that plant that has those little round Velcro balls that sticks to your clothes and your hair. Little did we know that that's one of the world's top 10 healing herbs. It's a very popular anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antifungal, anti-tumor. It cleans the blood so well, it makes it one of the world's great skin cleansers. It removes acids from the blood, which makes it great for eczema and psoriasis. It balances hormones, arthritic and gland problems.
Did you know that the thistle is the national flower of Scotland? These plants grow mainly in Asia and Europe.
All thistles are edible. Milk thistle is that tall herb with the spiky, sharp leaves and contains that white, milky-like liquid that, by the way, if you put that on moles, warts, or skin cancer, it helps dissolve it away. Milk thistle is one of the best things you can take for liver. It helps cure hepatitis as well as cirrhosis of the liver. The seeds contain a substance called silymarin, which coats and guards the liver cells by preventing toxic materials from entering the cells and helps rebuild and regrow new liver cells.
Mallow is found most abundantly in tropical areas. There are over 1,000 species of mallow in the world.
And mallow, that common plant that grows everywhere in everybody's yard, is good for bronchitis, asthma, emphysema, getting rid of mucus. It helps the whole respiratory system, especially when you're suffering from colds. It also helps digestive problems like stomach ulcers and urinary tract swellings and inflammations. And plantain, it's one of the best things you can take for hay fever, allergies, asthma, even tuberculosis. It helps get rid of insect stings, which I got all the time, fevers, infections, skin disease, poison remedy, blood purifiers, good for colitis, stomach aches, diarrhea, and my dad's prostate. If only we knew back then that this stuff that grew wild and free in our yard could have helped heal us of what we had. Oh, man, the world needs to know about this. And this stuff is right outside your door right now, and it's free.
How do we tell what wild plants are safe to eat? Marcus has some advice.
The basic rule is to start with the plants you know and then expand your knowledge base from there. All dandelions, thistles, and grasses are edible. That's a great start. Mallow and plantain are everywhere worldwide, and they are two of the best things you can consume.
One question that people often ask Marcus is how to prepare wild plants and herbs before consuming them.
Any living thing, when you pluck it, it starts to die, it oxidizes, it gets returned to the earth. It's a natural process of returning something to the earth so it can be recycled. If you wait too long, there's nothing left in it. I mean, it's like you need the life force, the energy that goes into you. That's why the Indians always thank something when they ate it.
For most plants, you just take the thing, you put it in your mouth, and you eat it. It's really not that difficult, especially the flowers and leaves. Now, I know many plants are very bitter, and you probably don't want to eat them straight. The best way I recommend is simply to put everything in a blender with something sweet like coconut water, fruit, figs, or dates, and anything else you have like celery and cucumber. You can put them in your salads, you can make tea with them, or dry them and powder them for long-term storage.
Marcus Rothkranz deeply believes that a healthy life depends on a balance of mind, body, and spirit. He feels if we make a fundamental constructive change within, we can then influence those around us and eventually the entire world.
What I'm saying is they're energetically picking up your energy and they want to be like that, so they start changing. And it starts with you. And that's really what's going to save the planet. And that's not a selfish thing. That's ultimately to save everything. But you can't help others if you can't help yourself first.
Through the raw vegan diet and using wild plants to benefit our health, we can be fully alive and produce a vibration that banishes all negativity and illness.
That's the only way you can really prove to people that it's real is to live the part. And that it really works is to show it, to be it, to live it. And if you start doing it, I promise you, you are going to shine and the people around you are going to go, wow, what happened to you? What are you doing? I want to be like that. And then you'll be touching them and changing their lives. And that's what's going to heal the world. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Marcus Rothkranz, thank you for speaking with us about the power of raw vegan foods and the revitalizing energy contained within fresh fruits and vegetables. We also appreciate your introducing the concept of how the nature that surrounds us can serve as a simple way to heal and keep healthy. May you continue to reach many people with your lively message that firmly demonstrates that plant-based foods are best. For more details on Marcus Rothkranz, please visit www.gorawnow.com. The ebook Heal Yourself 101 and Free Food and Medicine DVD set are available at the same website. Gracious viewers, thank you for being with us today. Up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May you have a vigorous, healthy life and always be uplifted by the nourishing love of God.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.